Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan on News Talk.
Now, we want to turn our attention to this. Rule changes be on the way for football, with the GAA set to review the rule changes introduced this year. Have they made the game more exciting? Should they go a step further though? Take a listen to the former Mayo manager and chair of the group looking at further rule changes, Kevin McStay. He spoke to Owen Sheehan on Off the Ball about some potential possible ideas.
The 4-point goal will pop up, I think.
Right.
There would be a strong opinion out there. We're looking at the evidence now at the moment that the two-pointer has pretty much diluted the goal, or certainly has the potential to dilute the effect of what we all see as a great moment in the game, which is, you know, a terrific goal that can change the direction of a game. And it came across to me very forcibly in the club final. If you remember, Bridget's got a goal, I'm going to say with 20 minutes to go or 15, but it seemed to be a turning point. It would have been in other years, I believe. But the Dingle lads, I think one of the Gaelies, went down the field and kicked a two-pointer immediately, pretty much immediately. And it knocked the stuffing out of the goal, if that makes sense. And so we'd have a sense that, yeah, we probably need to have another look at it.
So Kevin McStay speaking to Owen Sheehan and Off the Ball. 4 points for a goal, the possible introduction of video refereeing technology and a backcourt rule. Some of the ideas being considered by the GAA's Football Expert Advisory Group. Valerie Mulcahy, former Cork GAA player, is with me here on Lunchtime Live today. Does the game need more changes, Valerie?
Well, I suppose, first of all, if you're looking back at what the changes have done and made, you know, they've had a huge impact, very positive in my eyes. I mean, 2 sellout semi-finals, I don't know when that last happened. I think it has been amazing in terms of, like, causing players, allowing them to have more decisions, more decision-making, and, like, we're incentivising and rewarding the kind of play we want, which was attacking football, kicking more scores, probably less hand passing. And I think it has been very positive in that sense. And I think as well, the fact that the 3-pointer, the goal, like the 2-pointer, the 1-pointer, has ensured that games are, unless there's a massive gap, that games are still in the balance, and that you kind of never know what's going to happen, because there is opportunities to kind of catch up on opposition. So I think, firstly, anyway, to commend the changes that have been made. I think they have been fantastic, and it has definitely rejuvenated the game and been revolutionary, really. But I guess as well, you got to consider like the effect that it has on the players. I mean, there's the quick restart, you know, everything is a lot more frantic. There's a lot more demands on the players as well. So looking at maybe how many subs you can bring on, that might be something to consider, right? But I do think it has been revolutionary, and, you know, some of those have even come into the ladies' football, which has been great.
So you think this expert group should consider some of these additional changes?
Well, I think it's always good to consider.
Yeah. Well, even just to review the changes brought in for this year, it'll all have to be discussed after the All-Ireland final on Sunday. Are you there, Valerie? Have we got Valerie? I think we might have lost Valerie. Have we? We'll try just, Valerie, if you can hear me, just stay with us. We're going to try and reconnect with you. It's 1800 453 106. That's the number. Bernard is with me on the line today. Bernard, you're a football fan. Do we need more new rules?
I don't necessarily think so. I think the football championship over the last 2 seasons has been spectacular altogether, as Valerie said. 2 sellout semi-finals. But just to give you an idea of how much the game has changed since 2024, I was at the All-Ireland quarter-final between Kerry and Derry in Croke Park. There was a doubleheader, Donegal and Louth were on as well. There was barely 40,000 people at it. And in the first half of that game, I went to both the toilet and the bar twice, just to get away from the game,
because it was so dull.
Slow. Literally, to kill time. The last time I did that was in maths class in secondary school, you know. So that's how much the game has changed in 2 seasons, you know. Like, obviously, last year was amazing. It jumped up a notch again this year. there's like before there was nothing more dangerous than a 2-point lead. Now there's nothing more dangerous than an 11-point lead. So that's the best thing about it. I know they're talking about the 4-point goal as well. They did trial this in the sandbox games when they were coming up with the ideas for the rules, and they just said that stronger teams were absolutely trouncing other teams. I can imagine if I'm playing for a junior team down in Kerry and we're missing one or two lads due to injury or holidays or work or whatever, and we're playing a strong team, and that strong team gets two goals in the opening half, the game is over. The game is literally over. That's eight points. From two goals.
But Kevin McStay makes an interesting point, though, when he was talking to Owen about this, that, you know, now with the introduction of the two-pointer, that, you know, in his own words, he says it knocks the stuffing out of the goal. Is there much point risking the goal?
I don't think so. I think the momentum of goals are unreal. You could see it for Westmeath in the Leinster final. You could see it for Dublin against Donegal in extra time. You could see it in all these games. Once the goal goes in, it mightn't be as much on the scoreboard, but the atmosphere in the stadium has jumped through the roof. You know, people are jumping for joy. Mm. And then the joy of it, your head is in your hands 1 minute going, oh God, we're after conceding a goal. Next thing, someone belts a 2-pointer from 60 yards or from the sideline, and the other supporters jump up. The atmosphere is unbelievable. I wouldn't be tearing around with the rules too much. The only thing, I suppose, people are probably... and it's fair enough, is the 50-yard penalty for not giving the ball back straight away. That's a bit harsh, because the inter-county players are getting cuter, sharper, and they're, you know, the second the foul is committed and the ball is in the opposition's players, they're going, no, he's not giving it back. And referees are falling for that straight away. And that's actually the winning and the losing of the game. You can see it for Dingle in the All-Ireland semi-final, the Munster final. You can see it for a lot of other, you could see for Donegal against Dublin when it went to extra time as well, not giving the ball back. And at that pace, at that speed, you know, you have to allow maybe 3 or 4 seconds anyway to hand the ball back.
You think that might... So you think just leave what has been introduced has worked and leave well enough alone for the moment?
So maybe just the 50-yard penalty for not handing the ball back is a bit too harsh.
Right.
You know, maybe tweak it a small bit if they don't give it back within 3 or 4 seconds rather than straight away, you know, because sometimes you don't even know which way the free is going. You know, that's happened to a lot of players. They have the ball in their hand and they're going, the free, okay, is it to us or is it to them? And the referee goes, oh, you haven't given it back. 50 yards up the pitch, 2 points or extra time, game over, whatever.
There you go. What about you, Pat? Do you think the rules that have been introduced in the past 12 months go far enough, or should they even move it a step further?
Yeah, well, if we're moving a step further, we could move it to a game we played here for the last 50 years, the Australian rules. 6 points for a goal, 3 for over the bar, and one each side of the goalpost. But better teams have better resources. So if you take the Kerrys and the Dublins, they're full of resources, and they always put out a good team. Maybe they didn't breed them all. They adapted them. Dublin bought in players. They didn't buy them. They've seen a good player from...
Yeah, but I mean, there's been different. I mean, when you look at the makeup of the quarter and the semi-finals this year, we saw the inclusion of teams that hadn't been there for a long, long period. So could you not argue the rule changes have actually helped to even the playing field?
Well, sometimes it happens and sometimes it doesn't. But it's great to see the Weeks team. Westmead came on and won the Leinster this year. And they're nowhere now. And Loud were knocked out in the early stages, and they got to the All-Ireland semi-final. Mm. You know that it's skewed in every way. The only team that won a provincial championship is Kerry, that got through to the All-Ireland final or the semi-final.
I've heard that point being made a couple of weeks ago, you know, about what's the point in actually trying to win or winning the provincial championship that you nearly don't get enough of a bounce off that. Michael is with us too, Pat. Michael, you're a former referee and chairman of underage clubs based in Galway. Do you agree with Kevin McStay? Should the GAA, as advisory group, look now at more changes?
Because the new rules had dramatic by opening up the game and increasing scoring. I think they should let it go one or two more seasons, but I would consider, and I think they should consider, that the provincial winners should be getting home advantage in the early rounds of the All-Ireland series. And it would entice counties like Roscommon now this year. you know, they gain no advantage. As this man said there, only Kerry has gone through. So the mark is also another one. I think it should be removed completely. There's no player using it now. And I wouldn't agree with the 4 points for the goal. I think they should leave it. I would increase the subs from maybe 5 to 6.
There was some talk about that being considered as well, wasn't there, the bench changes?
Yeah, because, I mean, if you have a panel of 26 and you only start 15, I mean, why not increase the players, you know what I mean? Because the pace of the game has gone, it's unbelievable now, the pace of the game. I referee games here at the moment, and even underage, we allow the goalies here in Galway at underage, up to 15, to participate in the game, just to allow them to get more skill at an underage level. But when it goes over 16, you can go into the new game. But the game has changed so much. Solo and go, the 1v1 throw-ins. You know, players are not fouling now because the tap and go, the game is at an awful speed. And, you know, the kick-outs are being more contested at midfield. The goal, if you deny a player a goal and he's pulled down, you're black card, you're gone. So they also, the man said there about the 50 metres. Mm. I think the 50 metres is too much.
I think it's too much.
I really think that should be maybe 20 or 30. It just, okay, if the sideline is abusing you, or which can happen, you can see the manager or selectors getting frustrated with the referee. Okay, bring it on. And that settles everything. But for the ordinary guy pulling a ball over the lad's hand, you know, there's no need to bring a 50 yards. I think maybe 20 or 30.
So don't go that far, and you don't think 4 points for a goal.
I wouldn't agree with it.
Yeah, leave the score as is.
I think that the provincial winners should be getting a better home advantage in the round series. And I think there should be more neutral venues picked for games.
Okay. I mentioned your Galway.
Yeah, I'm chairman here of the underage in Galway, and I'm a Corrafin person. So I think the game has changed unbelievable, and the skill of good players. We'll see now on Sunday all the skills of the top class players, you know, brought out in Croke Park on Sunday. So you'll see the best, you know, the way the game is played at the moment. The most skillful players are being rewarded, especially with the 2-pointers. But I do think that the back and over, kicking back and over, they call it wipers now in the game. There's too much of this going on. The fast play is lovely to see, and attacking from
inside. It's funny you say that. Text from a listener here who says, I feel the game is terrible at the moment. The tap and go was good, but what we have now, instead of teams passing the ball in the defence, which the rules try to change, we've teams passing the ball in the midfield and half forward area with the opposition in defence as well. 4 points for a goal is absolutely ridiculous. We have a game now which I feel is a mixture of Aussie rules and basketball, says this listener. Joey is on the line. Joey, do you think they should look at 4 points for a goal, introduction of video referee and technology, and this backcourt rule?
Yeah, I think as a player, as I say, through all of the changes, up until 2017 or 18, I was playing senior football, and towards the end, that race to zero mistakes was just so horrible. I remember playing a league final against Castleknock in 2016 or 17, and the end finish score in a dull night in November was 9-5 or something. It was horrible. So these changes have just been brilliant for the club player and the county players alike. And I think the ebb and flow of the game has been electric. The likes of the goal line technology, of course, the Dublin game the last day really put the light on
you might
that.
Benefit.
Yeah, I think the problem with that is that it's really only manageable in Croker. You know what I mean? Some of the big stadiums might be able to do it, but from an admin perspective, the Hooter has been tricky enough for a lot of stadiums to manage. It's very difficult to manage. You could never do it at a club level because from an administrative point of view, putting that in, there was a game, I think, this year where the Hooter was going off. The television knew that the Hooter was off, but the pitch didn't, and it caused confusion. So you could never bring goal-line technology in. Croker, yes, brilliant. Have it for the All-Ireland semis and finals. Definitely, my opinion would be avoid VAR. This going back in review, and you've seen what a mess it's made of soccer. Maybe the goal line technology, which is just an addition of Hawkeye, where it is the ball over the line or not, might be a good addition to Croker. But I wouldn't be a huge fan of the 4-point goal either. To Max Day's point, I think it's probably a matter of opinion. But I love the fact that a two-pointer can quickly turn around a goal. The problem with the game identified was that a goal would almost put a team out of sight very quickly, because you could sit on a lead then and defend it and pull a whole load of lads back and, you know, defend the lead. So I think the four-point goal is poor enough. The fact that a two-pointer then puts you back in touching distance, it puts the team back in the mixer. And I think it gives a team enough chances to change the direction of the game, whereas before it was just you'd eke yourself into a 4 or 5 point lead, sit back and protect it, and you know there was no two pointer, and you'd protect the goal at all costs, and they didn't have enough time to chip over points, you know. So I think they've been brilliant. The backcourt rule, I like. I love go forward
football.
Well, this
football is kind of like basketball, isn't it?
It's a bit like basketball. And look, you want to always avoid trying to be like Aussie rules and saying we need more subs and being interchanges and just roll on, roll off, or, you know, the backcourt rule like basketball, or protecting the arc or shot clocks. They're all stuff you're looking at. Sports that we like to watch that are exciting, but not diluting the Gaelic sports that we have, which are just so amazing and they need to be protected. But it's just avoiding the situation that occurred before, which meant football had just become so dull. It just become unwatchable and unplayable at times.
Well, it's funny. I mean, you can hear, even the listeners can hear today from all of you getting in touch, kind of a fairly mixed response, I'd say, to the idea of further changes. Do you envisage, Valerie Mulcahy, that there will be more rule changes for the next season?
I would say maybe one or two, but I don't think that there should be a huge amount of change. And, like, just going back to the points that were made earlier, like the... I'm sorry, I got cut off earlier, so I'm not sure where I was heard. But like the demand on players is so great that there's obviously going to be a slowdown in play at certain stages, like, you know, and that's going to be natural. Everything can't be at 100%, and that is why there's a bit of back and forward play or across the field play. But I think the two pointer has allowed, you know, it harder to be forecast what you're going to do. Are you going to go in for the goal? Are you going to come back out and try and go for the two-pointer? So I think it has made it a great spectacle. The four-pointer goal, I'm not too sure about yet. But like, considering what's going on with the players and how much demand and physical demand is put on them, I think maybe bringing in maybe an extra substitute, and given that there are so many inter-county players putting in so much time, and there is a big panel, and often people are so disappointed because they're not even named on the 26, you know, and there's often a squad at 38. So maybe looking at allowing more players who have given a whole season of effort to have an impact in a game. But like, I think it has been a phenomenal season, and that, you know, maybe not changing too many rules again, because it just gets more confusing as well, and allow the teams to adapt to these ones.
Yeah.
And I think it has been brilliant that there has been more teams like Louth having a huge days out, Westmeath winning Connacht, you know, like that is definitely come about from the rules.
Created
changes,
so much, you know? Buzz,
so,
you know.
I mean, not every team is going to have an All-Ireland, like, win the All-Ireland. So like, that's their All-Ireland, you know? That's a realistic goal for them. That's their own. So it's great to see that.
Speaking of which, who will win on Sunday?
I think Kerry will, given their experience there, given their... they know what's required. I think they have the skill set. I think they have... they're peaking at the right time, and... I just hope Mayo have obviously Mayo are in it, so they have an opportunity to win as well. But I guess you don't want a repeat of like the hurling All Ireland, where, you know, the team who have dominated and have had huge success and ability to like to perform in the big
Kerry
day and have that work.
Your heart says Kerry on Sunday. What about
what does my heart say?
The head says it maybe. Then what about you, Michael?
I'd love to see Mayo win it. They're my neighbours here, and I would know a lot of the managers and the clubs.
Should be brilliant.
But Mayo will have to be at the top of their game. They will have to be in their faces. And they will have to stop Paddy Clifford coming through the middle. No, Joe Connors of serious players, Kerry.
Yeah.
They're going for the 48. Will they want to win it? Yes, they will. But I really hope Mayo puts up a really good show. And it's there for them.
Yeah, Joey, just finally. Is Joey still with us there? Will it be Kerry or Mayo on Sunday, Joey?
Yeah, I'd actually
she's like the heart would like a Mayo win. A good, really good Mayo friend who I'd like to see get it done. Of course, Kerry are hot favourites. But with the likes of, I think now with the new rules, it suits a superstar player. I love a Kobe. I love these new lads coming through. I love Paddy. I love David Clifford. Those superstar players now are really making a difference. And there's opportunity there to turn games around quickly. So if Mayo can stay in touch, get into the business end with a couple of points, swing in the difference, put a bit of squeeze on Kerry. I think if Kerry get even a sniff of an open door, they'll kick the thing down and they'll be gone by 10 points. But if Mayo can stick in it, I think there's always a chance.
We want to chat to some of the Mayo and Kerry mega fans on the programme tomorrow afternoon. So if you identify as one, this is your opportunity. If you're hunting for last minute tickets, let us know. Drop us an email today if you want to make your case to join us in the programme tomorrow. Lunchtime Live at newstalk.com. That's where you can get us. For the moment, though, we leave it there. Bernard, Valerie, Mulcahy, Pat, Joey and Michael, thanks a million to you all for getting in touch with us today.
Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan. Weekdays at midday on News Talk. Conversation that counts.